I'm very pleased and proud to have with me a dear friend, wonderful singer, Avraham Fried. Good evening, Avraham.
Good evening, Charlie. It took me 30 years, but I finally made it to your program.
Well, you've made it many, many times, but not the real thing.
Right. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, I'm so pleased that you're going to be able to share some of your thoughts and, of course, some of your wonderful music with us. For my listening audience, I'm sure they are interested in how you first got involved with Jewish music.
Whoa, you're going back a long time. Actually, I was part of a choir when I was in yeshiva, and I was, 10 years old. Here in Crown Heights, there was a choir master, whose name was, Eli Lipsker.
Okay.
Put together a choir, a boys choir and an adult choir, and then some of the Chabad Shluchim took us to come sing. I remember going to Detroit, to Florida, in California. It was like the beginning of the concerts, causing an evening with Chabad, and we would sing all Chabad songs, and somebody would explain the songs, and I was gifted with a very beautiful child's voice, and I was able to hit some very high notes, and the rest is history. At the age of 13, my voice changed, and that was the farthest thing from my mind, to be a singer one day. I wasn't even dreaming about it, and about the age of 20, something spoke to me, and a heavenly voice said to me, maybe it's time to get back into singing. And that's when my first CD came out 30 years ago, and we called it No Jew Will Be Left Behind.
I loved it, yes. You know, Avraham, I first became involved in Jewish music in 1977, but I had my own show in 1980. So we really started our trek together,
Charlie, first of all, before we go any further,
yes,
I must give you a personal, heartfelt thanks. Over the years, you've given me personally such a wonderful opportunity to come and be spiritually uplifted from the Chazon Ish concerts. You know, it's not a secret, my greatest love is Chazon Ish.
Yes.
And you brought back the Sphere concerts, you and Benny, the wonderful, unbelievable concerts you put on in some of the beautiful, most beautiful theaters in New York, your radio programs, your treasure chest of Chazon Ish. It's just, for me, it's a spiritual Gan Eden.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So thanks for that.
Thank you. And by the way, I was with Benny this past weekend. We were up at Kutcher's at the Cantoral Council
right.
of America.
I'm sorry I missed that.
And
yes. I was in Yerushalayim.
Yes, there was some wonderful. Oh, wow. I hope you are on the right time now.
A little jet lag, but that's okay.
But Benny and I are hopeful that someday, we don't know how we will return, but we know that there is a desire and a need for it. And if we can do it, we're going to return somehow or other. But thank you so much for your kind words.
Well, I know Benny and I. There are many, many thirsty souls out there. So
yes.
If you provide the water, we'll drink it.
By the way, as I've said so many times, I was not raised with this, and at the age of 41 or so, I discovered Chazon Ish. So I know that it's something that can be learned, and it's a question of exposure and education. So that's our job.
Well, I got to tell you, Charlie, there's been several concerts since you started putting on these shows where I'm sitting in the audience and the particular chazan is doing a piece where it just continues to climb, you know?
Yes.
The piece just climbs and climbs and climbs. And I remember I had to close my eyes. There were tears in my eyes. And I remember feeling almost like an out-of-body experience. I felt so uplifted. It was just such special moments I cherish. I'll never forget those moments.
Well,
takes the listener and just takes him up. He just lifts him up. And as the chazan lifts his voice, the person is lifted up with him. Just amazing. I don't get that from, you know, pop music, we'll call it that. Only chazanists can do that for me.
Well, it's true soul music.
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
The chazan who feels the words, and he has a little krecht and a kvetch, you know, and he puts in the passion. I mean, that's like, that's talking to God in a great way.
Well, I hope you don't mind my mentioning this, but for me, the big four are you and Shlomo Kalbach, Ben Zion Schenker, and Mordechai Ben David. So I feel that the four of you have given me so much, and it's been a real part of my love, my great love for the Jewish music.
Wow. Well, Charlie, I'm honored to be in that company.
So we have some wonderful recordings to share with the audience, and perhaps you'll give a little background. Our first selection is going to be Vehi Shamda.
Right. So as we're talking, you know, I love Chazanis, and besides listening to Chazanis, I dabble a little bit in singing Chazanis myself. I don't have the Chazanis voice where I can do a whole album of Chazanis, but I love the tefillah. I love singing that kind of music. So when I started going for voice lessons to my voice teacher, Mr. Einhorn in Borough Park, after a couple of years, he says to me, you know what, maybe we should try doing a piece of Chazanis. I said, what? You think I can pull it off? I don't have the voice for it. This was, you're talking many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The voice was still very young and still very thin and small. He said, let's try. He says, what songs are you recording on this album? I said, well, I have a Vehisha Amda from Aaron Miller, Alev HaShalom. And he says, you know what? Beautiful. Let's try to combine Vehisha Amda with a piece of Chazanis from Moshe Kosovitsky.
Wow.
So I said, Moshe Kosovitsky. You know, I was 23 years old or something. I'm going to go see Moshe Kosovitsky for my first Chazanis endeavor. What, are you kidding me? But we worked on it, and this is what happened.
Okay, this was from the album Goodbye Golis, I believe, right. 1985. So let's share this right now. Vehi Shamda.
ain't no need of them. She young the love we sing new love we sing new bit love new. She young the love we sing new oi bit love one new. She young the love we sing new love we sing new bit love new. Love we sing new bit love one new.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Wow. I'm impressed.
So that was one of your early, shall we say, changes in your format.
Yes, that was my first endeavor into recording a Chazanisha piece, you know, motif. I just remember, Charlie, I got a letter shortly after that from Chazan Paul Zim.
Uh-huh.
He took the time to write me a letter to tell me how he's never heard me before, but he heard this piece, he sha'amda, and he had to write to congratulate me how I did it justice.
That's great.
So
that's
a memory great. Of almost 30 years ago.
By the way, Charlie,
this song was composed by Aaron Miller, who was Ben Tia Miller's father.
Yes, yes.
Right, so I wanted to mention that. He's also a great chazan in his own right.
For sure, and his son Shimi is up and coming also.
That's correct.
For sure. Your next album that we'll be taking selections from is Chazak, and that has so many wonderful, wonderful recordings on it. The first one that we're going to hear is Teher. How about a little background about this?
Well, most of the great songs on Chazak were composed by Yossi Green, the well-known composer of songs like Tanya and Adaraba.
Yes.
But he also tried his hand at writing a piece that only Kwartin is known for,
mm-hmm.
Tihir Rabbi Yishmoel.
Yes.
And he said, maybe we can do a Tihir as well, something a little more, not so deep Chazonis, but something with a lot of heart and soul and neshama. And I said, are you sure you want to touch Tihir? I mean, people are going to say, what, how dare you touch Tihir? That belongs to Kwartin, you know? But we prevailed, and this is what came out.
Okay, let's hear it.
Sashay, Besilu. Noi vești vorbe e să uiși Le bubușa
Just beautiful, just beautiful.
Cool. A lot of kishkes in that song.
By the way, Avraham, I don't know if you are aware of this, but just a few weeks ago, Helen and I were in Israel for her Chizuk mission, and we stayed an extra week in Yerushalayim. And we go down to breakfast one morning, and who do we see? It's your brother-in-law, Rabbi Krasiansky.
From where? From Manhattan.
Yes.
How do you like that?
He and his wife, Chani, were there with a daughter from, I think the daughter is in Sfat.
Oh, that's right. They went for Shavuos. Probably after Shavuos you saw them.
Yes. We were in Yerushalayim for Shavuos, and we had the pleasure of hearing Chaim Adler at the Great Synagogue. He's quite good.
Amazing.
And we've had the pleasure of being Manny Shabbosim at the Chabad of the Upper East Side when you've been there, and to hear your inspired singing.
That's correct. By the way, I asked you which brother-in-law, because this past Shabbos when I was in Yerushalayim, someone gave me regards from my brother-in-law from Hawaii. So I have to know which one you're talking about. All over the place.
Yes, from your brother Manas Friedman is quite well known. I've heard a lot of his wonderful lectures.
Yes. So we're trying to reach people through songs, through words, any way we can.
That's for sure. And of course, just as an aside, you know that Lubavitch has had a great impact on me, because Rabbi Sholem Gordon was my teacher in Cheder in Newark in 1945.
What a special man.
And he was a saint. Of course, his son Larry was the one who got me started on WFMU when he had his program.
Okay, by the way, you know that Rabbi Gordon was my brother, my Manas's father-in-law. You know that, right?
Yes.
It's a very small world.
We were in Victoria... or Vancouver, and one of his grandsons is at the Chabad there, and I had the pleasure of seeing him this past summer. The name's Baum. A wonderful, wonderful family. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next selection from the same album, by the way, I see that it was from the year 5758, which is around 1998. I didn't realize that this album went that far back. It's about 13 years ago.
Yeah. Time is moving along quite quickly.
It certainly does. So we're going to hear Tikkah B'Shofar.
So another great composition by Yossi Green. We always felt that was a great part of the Shmona Esrei to put a song to, you know, blow the great shofar, mm-hmm. our freedom, our redemption, bring us back together to our land. So we have a little chazanus at the beginning, and then a very heartic melody after that, with a little Yiddish at the end.
Great.
So in case people don't understand the Hebrew, we'll get them with the Yiddish.
Okay.
Come Oy le kabetz, le kabetz, oy golui, oy seino.
Takar, just beautiful.
I have to mention that the beautiful arrangements were done by Moshe Laufer.
Yes, I see that he has been with you because the next album, which is a few years earlier, 1995, it was also Yossi Green and Moshe Laufer.
Yes, yes. I've worked with Moshe Laufer almost since day one.
Avraham, it's beautiful music. It's soul. It's what I always call soul music, you know, you can hear when someone is just mouthing words and when someone really believes the words. And I think one of the things that I appreciate most when I hear your soul is that your belief comes through with it. It's not just it's not just words.
Right. Well, I believe if you're going to sing, and might as well put your kishkas into it, put your soul into it. That's why I love Chazonet. Chazonet is such a great, great vehicle for the soul to express itself. It just lets the soul, you know, just fly and go free.
Yes.
And there's no tempo to keep it rigid. You know, it's open. Nothing is rushing it. The Chazon can take all the time he wants. There's no tempo he has to stick to.
Right.
So he's not confined in that way.
We hope that a lot of the shuls allow them to, and many of them do. Thank
right.
God.
Right. Well, they better.
Yes.
They better.
Okay.
But this art of just letting the soul, you know, go free and express itself through song, I think is really captured best in Chazonis. And we try to do that with these Hatzika songs like Tanya and Taka and Tihir.
Yes.
I think, you know, singing, that Al Shem Tov once said, up in heaven, there are many doors, and each door has a key. But But the master key to all the chambers up in heaven is Nagina, is song.
Interesting.
The master key. So it's got to be with heart and with soul and with feeling. Otherwise, it's just words to a tempo.
Yes. Sherwood Goffin gave a talk this morning about the music in the Holy Temple, and he was talking about the Levites and the chorus, and it must have been thousands in the chorus, and with all the instruments. And, you know, music played such a great role in the service, in the temple service, and somehow or other that seemed to have gotten lost for a while, but hopefully it's coming back.
Yeah, you know, Chad, there's a beautiful vort. I think it might be from Reb Nachman of Breslov. A real beautiful, beautiful thought. When you speak, there's no element of harmony, right? When two people speak, you can't harmonize each other, or you can't speak at the same time.
Right.
One person at a time can speak. But there's also no element of harmony in speech. When you sing, all of a sudden, the more voices, it sounds more beautiful, number one. Number two, in song, you have a whole new element. I could sing one line. You could do another line, which adds harmony and beauty to the melody. Why? What's the difference? Why is that? He said a very beautiful thing. Speech is the body that's speaking. And the body takes up space. If I'm in this place, you can't be there at the same time. Whereas when you sing, it's the soul, it's the neshama that's singing. In the world of neshamos, there's room for everybody. I can do one line, you can do another line, and it only adds beauty. Because there's no ego, there's no space in the world of souls. So when you sing, it's the soul that's why in Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, Nagina is such a holy, holy, godly gift. It has to be treated with respect and dignity. And remember that it's a holy gift from God.
Yes. Yes. Our next selection will be Zachor.
Oh. The oldies and the goodies. Yes, this is a song taken from, the words are taken from the Slichos we say before Purim on Tainus Esther. It's basically a plea to Hashem to remember, Zachor, remember. Remember how you loved us and we're expecting good things.
Yes, and don't forget us.
Also composed by Yossi Green.
Yes.
Shoy na sheris gartu le zoy khere kho ze kho moy bil shoy nis kir kho no at ze kho oy vi me hey mo ke yudom no vru bris Hoy vi achto keil velo no yo ilamo lamo hoy lamo loi si יש לכל יזכוי אבל תשוח נפשי יד זכור תזכוי בזוי שיודעתי כי יש לך לזכוי אהבות תשוח נפשי יצוחוי תזכוי בזוי שיודעתי כי יש לך לזכוי אבל תשוח נפשי יד זכור תזכוי אוי 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 בסוי סיודעתי כי יש לך לזכוי אבל תשוח נפשי יד זכור תזכוי אוי 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 מה קוי חי כי היה חי Arich nafshi yod shetizikoy Im loy lemani, loy lemani Oy, 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 tizikoy O leman echo, o leman Yerushalayim Oy, zecho, oy, rumako ichi Ki ayache תשוח נפשי יד זוכר תזכור מה כוחי כי היה חילוי יוי יוי לקי תחוי אוי מה קיצי כי עריך נפשי יד שתזכור אם לא ילמני לא ילמני אוי אוי Yoy tiskoy is man kho ole man Yerushola hay moy ze kho שוין אשר הזכרתו לזוי חרחו זכוי בוי בלא שוין הזכירו נו עתו זכוי אוי ומהי מוקי יודם עוברו בריס Yilizikoy Noi viatoke Noi oi lomo Oi 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 lomo 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 Oi lomo lomo on Yerushalayim.
I love it.
Wow. I haven't heard these songs in such a long time. So I'm getting the chills. Wow.
Well, they get better with age, you know? It's like wine, like good wine.
We're trying. We'll keep trying.
Now, you were in Jerusalem or in Israel just a couple years ago, and you made some wonderful live recordings. We're going to hear Tanya next, one of my favorites. Mm. Tell us a little bit about Tanya.
Oh, wow. I think, you know, it's safe to say of all the songs I've recorded over the past 30 years, I think Tanya is probably the most requested, most outstanding song that, when you say Avram Fried, Tanya is my middle name.
I love it.
special because the words are taken from Gemara, which is unusual at the time to take lyrics from the Talmud. That in itself was a novelty. And just the story itself, where God turns to a human being, the high priest in the Beis HaMikdash, and asks him for a bracha. Very unusual that Hashem should ask for a bracha. And Yossi Green was able to just capture this amazing story and the bracha that indeed the Kohen Gadol gave to Hashem. And I think it's just a very powerful message that sometimes the father too needs some love, so to speak. And some TLC.
Yes.
And sometimes even a blessing. And only a Yid can have that power to bless the one above. And we bless him that he should have rahmanis on us, compassion, and deal with us beyond the letter of the law.
Okay. Tanya. So let's hear this wonderful, wonderful recording.
Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha hab mir gelernt hat gesagt der heilige Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha ay pa machos nichnasti Lehaktir Kitoiris Lifnai v'lifnim V'roi siya kasiri keil Ko Hashem Tzvokos Shehu Yosheva Kisei Rom Venison Yo-wo-wo-wo Marli Yishem-wo-wo-wo Yishemo el beni, 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 oh, 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 Yishemo el beni, hoi beni.
filoi.
Yehi rotzen lifonecho, sheikh beshur hamecho.
Nothing like a live performance.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing that in Israel, I could sing Tanya 10 times at the same concert. They won't get tired of it.
I believe that.
I start singing Tanya. It's like the first time I'm doing it there. The audience just breaks out in an applause. It just, I guess it speaks to them on a deeper level. It's just amazing how that's one connected with the audience in Israel.
Yes, they're yearning for it. They really are.
Amazing, amazing.
Oh, it's amazing how fast time goes by. We have time for one more short selection, and this is for those some listeners only tune into the second hour of Chazonus, and this is playing during the second hour. So I just want to give a heads up to those of you who missed the first hour. There are several Avram Fried selections that I'll be playing during the first hour, so go back on the archive if you missed it. So the last selection, it's a shorter one, it's Mayain.
Right, right. Yes, also composed, I think it was by a fellow named Bloom, who also worked very closely with Aaron Miller. It's a song that I liked as a kid growing up, hearing Aaron Miller singing on his album.
Uh-huh.
And we decided to record it as well. A beautiful Shabbos song. And Charlie, I thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. And I hope we can do this again, because we just basically only touched the surface.
For sure. for sure. Yeah. So our closing selection, and we'll just have a couple words after that. This is from a 1983 album, Forever One.
Please enter the number you wish to dial.
Well, time flies by so quickly when you're having a good time, and I thank Avram Fried for sharing his thoughts and his wonderful music with us. And I remind you to tune again next week when we'll bring you 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Don't forget, you can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone, and thanks for joining with me.